Hey everybody, it's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called Why Your Home's Hidden Ducts Are Slowly Poisoning You. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now let's get started with money-saving HVAC tips. Well folks, I've got some news that might ruffle a few feathers in the HVAC world. Those companies making millions off scared homeowners by selling unnecessary duct cleanings are about as honest as a $3 bill. They'll tell you your dirty ducts are slowly poisoning your family. But today, I'm going to give you the straight truth about when you actually need duct cleaning and when you're just getting your wallet cleaned out instead. Now listen here. There are exactly three real reasons you need your ducts cleaned, and I can count them on one hand with fingers left over. First, if you've got visible mold growing inside your ducts like kudzu on a southern fence line. Second, if critters have moved in and made themselves at home like they're paying rent. And third, if your ducts are so clogged with debris they look like my teenager's bedroom floor. That's it, y'all. But here's what doesn't mean you need cleaning. Dust on your vents, seasonal allergies acting up, or some salesman telling you it's been 5 years, so you're due. That's like saying you need new tires because your car got dirty. The truth is, most homes with properly sealed duct systems stay cleaner than my mama's kitchen. Normal dust accumulation won't hurt your air quality any more than dust on your coffee table will. Most ducts can go 10 years or more without cleaning, which means that annual cleaning pitch is nothing but marketing fluff. Let me tell you about Sarah from Phoenix. She paid $400 for duct cleaning after seeing dust on her vents. That technician showed her ducts that looked perfectly normal for a 7-year-old system, acting like he'd discovered buried treasure. Meanwhile, Sarah's real problem was staring her right in the face. She hadn't changed her $15 air filter in 8 months. That filter was dirtier than a pig in mud. Soon as she popped in a fresh filter, all her air quality complaints vanished faster than sweet tea at a church picnic. Here's your money-saving takeaway. Before you call any duct cleaner, grab a flashlight and peek into your vents yourself. If you don't see mold, pests, or debris thick enough to choke a horse, save your money and invest in quality air filters instead. Change them regularly, and your lungs and your wallet will thank you. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.